This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Let's take a look now at the international markets. And the Chinese yuan has come of age, according to the IMF. It's announced that the currency will join the pound, the euro, the yen and the US dollar in its basket of reserve currencies. For more on what this means, I spoke to Peter Yankowskis at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago.
I think it is something that was expected. There was a lot of talk about it earlier in the year, in particular in August, when the Chinese government made greater strides toward allowing the currency to float, that was viewed as a sign that they were very much interested in having included in that basket.
Do you think it really does signify the economic force of China in the world?
Yeah, I think it's reasonable certainly to include them in that basket given, you know, how substantial their economy has become. So it certainly is something that is very appropriate.
Now, any indication so far in the financial markets, any reaction really to how well retailers might have fared on Black Friday and today's so-called Cyber Monday?
Well, I have seen some reports suggesting that the numbers were a little bit worse than last year, but still reasonably good, that they're looking at sales growth in the neighborhood of about 3.5% versus last year's 4%. So a reasonable start to the holiday selling season. Some of the surveys that have been commissioned by various groups, they did point to the fact that what appears to be for the first time that on Black Friday, there were more people shopping online than actually shopping in stores. And that put some pressure on some of the retail outlets and some of their share prices today.
And that was Peter Yankowskis of Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. Some latest numbers now from the financial markets. And on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.4% at 17,719. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.3% at 63.56.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from the BBC World Service. For more, download Business Matters, where the big stories and trends of the day are discussed by contributors in Asia and North America. You can listen to it over breakfast or on your way to work.